You're listening to a download from North Sound 1. Listen again.
This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hi, this is John Slater with the Best of North Sound 1. Grant Thompson, solace holidays, sun, sea, and, well, more than likely a sore head. To come, Gregsy and Yaz with the Saturdays. They were in the studio, but, well, they kind of didn't realise it was live. They ordered their breakfast. Yaz got a trim. The team learned what the rooster is called on the cornflakes packet. And Joe got us a Star Trek fact. First up then, let's check out the Saturdays with Gregsy and Yaz. And what do they have for breakfast?
Really like the chili chicken. Have you had it before?
Mm-mm.
You'll love
it.
Is it nice?
Amazing.
How big is it?
You can have it.
What's on their breakfast, yes.
Oh, definitely large.
A smoothie.
I'll can get I that. Have... A large one.
It's got kidney beans and chicken in it. It's amazing.
Okay, sick. Can I have a juice as well?
What flavour?
Carrot and apple, please.
It's not all about you,
Do you know what? Yeah, love.
Tropical one with the yoghurt in it.
Okay, thank you.
There's only two of you as well. What an order.
Do you know what? That'll be nothing.
I like
that. Doesn't touch the sides.
It's Gregsy at breakfast at North Sound 1, and they've just been sorting out their breakfast order, I think, by the sounds of it. It's Frankie and Rochelle from the Saturdays. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, listen, I'll apologise now. I may be a little bit mushy during the next couple of minutes. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't believe you.
I know. I'm incredibly nervous talking to you girls.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I guess we should talk about the single, because the single came out yesterday.
Yeah, it was out on Sunday, actually.
The single came out on Sunday. I know what I'm talking about. And yeah. First time I saw that single, I actually saw you guys perform it on, it was a Saturday night show, and I think it was a lottery
John
show.
Barrowman.
That's the
that's
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, what is that show all about? That is just the most bizarre TV experience of my life.
I know. Bless John. He's so nice, but he's nuts on there. I'm like, yeah, he's funny. He's, yeah, it's quite, the show is about giving kids, you know, well, not necessarily kids, people the chance that, have, you know, have done good things and helped others out, their chance to have a nice night and their time to shine if they like singing or dance or whatever they like doing. So there's this girl that wanted to perform with us. She's a full-time carer for her mum and she wanted to perform with us. So she come on and sung Higher with us, and then we performed the new single as well. But yeah, it was cool. It was a nice show, but it is bizarre.
Your new single's actually been keeping me awake at night.
Really?
It has, yeah, because it reminds me of an early 90s dance tune, and I don't know what one it is.
Oh, I'm not sure.
You shed any light on it? No. It really is not in me.
When you know, let us know.
I will, yeah. I'm never going to find out.
Have you girls danced to your own song yet in a club?
No. We were talking about this earlier, actually. You kind of have to choose between ignoring that it's on.
Yeah, I do that.
Or just dancing like an idiot, but never doing the dance routine.
Yeah, never being serious.
And what would you say? What one thing would get you girls all fired up?
In a good or a bad way?
Oh, in a good way, yeah.
A bit both,
no, well, okay, in a bad way as well, but in a good way first.
Performing. Yeah, we get, like, we're going on tour, aren't we? So to be on stage, you get the buzz like no other. That gets us, me all fired up.
Mm.
Frankie?
She was agreeing with me.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's kind of a buzz that you can't really beat and it's
or
just,
explain.
Yeah,
to anyone.
It's just, it's crazy. It's so good. And once you get out there and you know that people are there to watch you and they're enjoying themselves, it's just so much fun.
So we'll get you all fired up in a negative way then. What should I avoid for the next couple of minutes here?
Making noise when you eat.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like a noisy eater?
Everyone asking us if we're going to get married.
Yeah.
To each other.
So are you getting
Yeah, to each other.
No, not to each other. There's always some rumours get me all fired up. That's a good one.
Well, funny you should say that, because there was a rumour at Fun about a while ago that, Frankie, you were going to be a judge on The X Factor. Where did that rumour come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they were just trying to, like, pin it on anyone, to be honest, because no one really knew what was going on. But no, I wasn't going to be, so...
Are you even a fan of the show?
Now. it's just a great Saturday night in with a takeaway watching X Factor. Yeah.
And is that what you girls would do? Do you girls do that on a Saturday night?
Yes.
I can't imagine you girls are indoors on a Saturday night.
Yes.
With a...
The only reason that we wouldn't be indoors if we got a show or something. So the rare times that we are at home is we don't really feel to go out. We're just like, everyone come to mine, have a takeaway and watch X Factor. That's a good Saturday night for me.
Okay, now I don't really want to talk about the fact that you girls have got boyfriends.
Back you again,
he's trying to forget about the facts.
To a point, you were talking about like rumours and things. You open a newspaper these days and I'll pick one at random here and you're going to be in there somewhere, pictured. Rochelle, for example, with your man from JLS. Mm-hmm. Question I want to know. Who sings better in the shower?
And do you do
I
it?
I sing louder in the shower. Like, I sing around the house, I think, on a whole more, and he's like, "All right, babe, all right." And then, but we take it in turns. But both being singers, it's like a bit of a noisy household.
And Frankie, if I can just ask you a couple of questions that mm-hmm. guys will have on the edge of their tongue here. We're going to talk about very briefly FHM, 22nd yeah. hottest woman in the world, Zoo, hottest body in the world, Glamour Woman of the Year awards, best dressed. So, how long do you take to get ready in the morning?
Well, I always give myself, well, if I'm going to do my makeup and everything, and have a shower, everything, I give myself an hour. But if I'm really tired, I'll give myself like half an hour and do my makeup in the car.
Yeah, I love that.
Mascara in the car.
Yeah,
I take my hat off to
skill.
You.
I can't,
well, yeah, it's a skill.
Yeah,
me.
I had a driver the other day and I was doing my mascara and he was like, "Oh, be careful." Wow. And I was like, "Oh, don't you worry, I'm used to it." I could do everything, put false eyelashes on, do eyeliner.
So impressed. I think you guys were the ones that were in the S Club Juniors, weren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you ever miss? Do you miss being in that band together or not so much? Is it
the good days? Being a 12-year-old, no.
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 Do you never want to do one of the cover? Like, do you never want to cover one of the songs?
No. Our manager's always like, "Maybe you should do one." We're like, "No." I kind of always think the only thing I do miss is having a chaperone. Because when we had one, it was like, "Oh, so annoying having an adult there to look after us all the time." But now I'm quite like, it would be quite nice to have someone to make sure you have lunch and dinner and only do a certain amount of hours work a day.
Right, you're going to be on tour and you're going to be coming... You're pretty close to our neck of the woods. You're going to be coming to the SECC.
Yeah.
And it's in December. What's it like going on tour in December?
Well, we won't know until we're there, but I'm so excited. It's our first arena tour and we're in Glasgow on the 13th of December. But we're giving ourselves long enough time to get ourselves ready. We're going to start rehearsing in October. And yeah, because we've sold out two theatre tours before, but we've never ever put on sale an arena tour, so it's kind of nerve-wracking and exciting at the same time.
But have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
I started mine last week, so keen.
Wow, that is good.
But no, only because it will stress me out that every day I'm going to be working, mm-hmm. I know, in November and December, because we've got the album out and then we've got the tour, and I can't be behind stuff like this. I get really anal, so yeah. No, I'm starting it now.
And I'll be doing my online shopping on the 20th of December. While
good girl, good girl. Right, I think your breakfast has just arrived. That was a heck
yes.
of an order you put in.
Starving.
And good luck with the single. Do you want to? Shall we get it on now, actually? We should play
it
now.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Come on.
Wake everyone up.
Introduce the song, go on.
Hi, we're the Saturdays, and this is our brand new single, All Fired Up.
This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
We needed to rescue the North Sound news team this week, but we didn't alert the authorities. Don't worry, we didn't get, like, the mountain rescue in or anything. Andy and Craig got on their Lycra superhero suits. They were there to rescue them.
Joshua Radin, I missed you. Before that, Razor Light in the morning. Before that, who was it, Craig?
Sydney Youngblood.
That's right. Or Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera, as we like to call it in the trade. And Moves Like Jagger. You were listening to that. I was actually helping the news team with a giant spider that's in the green room.
That's a big spider.
It's a small eight-legged donkey.
It's got huge legs.
How'd you? I had a chair and a whip and it still had a go.
Oh dear.
You put a saddle on that and ride it round.
I think he's staying there, is he? Oh, hang on, there's three of them trying to sort this out right
All
now.
Alright.
They can't hear us on...
No, they can't hear us.
Oh, and there's jumping about and screaming.
Is there? There's three girls. Three girls on one spider. One word, Dyson. I'll get rid of it.
Take a cheeky photo of this.
You can take a picture. Okay, so we're going to take a cheeky picture of the spider, which they've now got in a cop, which is now going to probably leg it as soon as... Why do girls always want to release them into the wild again?
By the way, if you're a fan of the pub quiz, then you need to check out what we've learned in the last 24 hours with Gregsy at Breakfast, the team with their facts every morning like this. Yaz got a trim. The team learned what the rooster is called on the cornflake box. I know, like you, I've always wanted to know that. And Joe has a Star Trek fact.
It's time for what have you learned in the last 24 hours. Yaz.
Okay, well, I went for a little bit of a
Hold on a second. Joe, do you want to make more noise over there?
I realised my microphone was pointing the wrong way.
Right, okay. Maybe it's your head that points the wrong way.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I went for a little trim yesterday.
I
was a little worried because I'm trying to grow my hair long, and so guys, so I've not been getting it cut at all. But yesterday I gave in because I was starting to resemble Wurzel Gummidge. Well, the bottom of my hair was. So, but apparently I can breathe a sigh of relief because if you get your hair trimmed, this is what the hairdresser told me yesterday, if you get your hair trimmed, that it'll grow faster. And you think, how does that work? But I think if you're getting all the dead bits of your hair, like your split ends and stuff, cut off, then your hair can breathe and it's healthy.
But it grows from the root.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't grow from the end. That's an old wife's tale.
Is that an old wife's tale?
An old barber's tale.
Did I fall for it yesterday then?
Well,
should I've just kept it growing and growing and all the split ends?
I think your guest are certain. I mean,
hold on a second. Are you asking for some hair advice from Joe?
Joe's
bald. Not
Joe hasn't got any.
Joe doesn't have any hair.
I'm trying to grow my hair long as well, with little success.
That's what you're doing wrong then.
Oh boy! Right, mascots that you see on the front of cereal boxes. Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
Snap, Crackle and Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But on cornflakes, what's the rooster called?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't even remember why I found this one out, but I did.
Tell us.
His name is Cornelius.
Really?
And that's what I've learned in the last 24 hours. Did you know this?
Cornelius, no.
I didn't even know he had a name. I never even thought to ask before. Cornelius the Rooster. There you go, that's his name. So if you're eating your cornflakes today, you got Cornelius. You can put a name to that face. Joe, what have you learned?
I've learned it's an anniversary today. 45-year anniversary, no less.
Oh, God, have I forgotten our wedding anniversary again, Joe? I'm so sorry.
We're not married.
All right, okay. That night in Vegas didn't matter then.
The very first episode of Star Trek was shown on American television. That's September the 8th, 1966.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
No, I think that was the third episode. The first episode was Man Trap was the first one that was shown.
Now, is this the pilot episode?
No, the pilot episode, The Cage, featuring Captain Pike, wasn't shown until 1986.
Wow, you're a bigger geek off than me here.
I'm not a massive Trekkie, but I do know a lot about Star Trek.
God, let's get...
You'll get dressed up to go to the cinema and watch the new movie or anything.
Not to go
like
to
that, no.
I mean, no. In the privacy of your own home. I've got my ensign's uniform. You know, not a full officer yet.
Oh, you got a red uniform.
I love it.
I got the red uniform, yes.
You'll never make it to the end of the episode, Joe, that's for sure.
It was offshore Europe this week in Aberdeen at the AECC. Job Ellis was there, and just as he was pulling on his driving gloves, he happened to bump into ex-Top Gear's The Stig, otherwise known as Ben Collins.
We're right beside Coates Offshore. Oh, I didn't even know there was a group of girls standing behind me. They're obviously all here for you, Ben, I would guess.
Well, I thought they were following you around, actually. You brought quite an entourage with you.
Nothing to do with me. You know, I didn't know if I would recognise you straight away without, like, a white suit on and the full-face crash helmet, but
yeah.
Ben Collins, former Stig, why are you at Offshore Europe?
Well, I've come up to see Coates Offshore, and there's a lot of synergy, really, between my world of motor racing and high-speed stuff, and they've got a very strong culture of teamwork and safety, so came out to meet some of their employees this morning and have a bit of a laugh and a look around and you know, meet them and get to know them a bit and introduce them to some of the themes of motor racing and the Le Mans series that I'm involved with.
I guess, you know, when you talk about teamwork and seconds being everything, it's something that is very familiar to you.
Yeah, I think, you know, with their business, oil and gas, it's very critical stuff, lots of things that can go bang. So, yeah, health and safety is a buzzword, but really it's common sense, stuff that you don't get taught in a manual, that's what they pride themselves on. And it's very similar to my world with, you know, works in things like the Bond movies you know, currently, like I say, Le Mans racing, and including the times of Top Gear, trying to keep a handle on the mad presenters and keep them away from harm and all that. So that was a full-time occupation as well as being the Stig. So, yeah, a lot in common.
Going to Top Gear just for a moment, who would you say is the best driver of them?
Well, I was.
Apart from them. apart from yourself?
I don't know. I suppose the audience has probably got as good an idea as I am. I wouldn't like to say, but you know, I'm glad I was there because you know they had my professional services were required to make up for their journalistic approach, and so yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And something that's in your past now, but you're still very much involved in racing.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, it was great to be back on Top Gear this year, this last series with the Race to Recovery crew, the injured soldiers who've come back and set themselves the Dakar Challenge as a way of recuperating, which is hard to believe. Yeah, heavily into the racing, so the passion for speed is continued really beyond the life of Stig. Yeah, I've been very fortunate. Career has always been based around what I love doing.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go and speak to your entourage, your fans. Enjoy the moment.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on.
This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
So we sent John Mellis to Offshore Europe, as you've just heard, but actually, it turns out he was being given a run for his money by young reporter Lewis from Gregsy at Breakfast. He was there, and Gregsy spoke to him. Listen as he files this report and find out what freebies he managed to get.
So Nicole Scherzinger, Don't Hold Your Breath on Gregsy at Breakfast in North Sound 1. Now, do hold your breath when you walk in the room. It smells of eggs. Yasmin's been eating
eggs.
Not
anymore. Does it still smell?
Yeah, it's been on the go for like an hour, this stink now, and you don't get used to it. You don't
it's
get
a bit
to
of a lingerer. It's an egg smell, isn't it?
By the way, speaking of Nicole Scherzinger, just to disassociate her from anything that smells, she's part of the publicity pictures now for the X Factor that have just been released. You'll see them online in the papers today. She looks incredible. Simon Cowell is only actually 5 feet tall, but yet they've photoshopped him to make him look the biggest.
He could be standing on a box, maybe.
And it's always possible. Because the guy, what's that Welsh dude called again? The
guy, what Welsh guy?
The guy that hosts it now, X Factor.
Oh, Steve Jones.
Steve Jones, that's the guy. He is about 7 feet tall, yet Cowell still looks bigger than him. It's quite incredible. Speaking of big things, oil giants, of course, have taken over the northeast of Scotland. And John Mellis is down there for day three of Offshore Europe. But I feel that, you know, Yaz is all over this with the travel. You've got the cameras, you're just checking out what's happening on the roads and that. And John Mellis is down there speaking to various delegates and all sorts of things. I feel that we're missing something, though. We need our very own reporter. I wonder who we can have on the phone now.
Hi, this is Lewis, North Sound's young correspondent, reporting live from Offshore Europe.
Good work, my boy. You've been at Offshore Europe, Lewis.
Indeed I have.
And how's it been?
It's been amazing, really educational.
Educational? Oh, well, that sounds boring. This interview now.
It's very fun education.
Right, now, have you been to it before, Lewis?
No, this is my first year.
Okay, now, did you go with is it true you went with a load of CVs?
I do.
Did you hand them out?
No, because today's recruitment day.
Oh, is it now? Right, so yeah. Day three of Offshore Europe is recruitment day today.
It is.
So if you want a job, get a job. If you want a job, today's the day you go down.
Indeed it is.
What's on your CV, Lewis?
Just my kind of standard grade results, my work experience, details, and just I want an engineer's apprenticeship.
And what have you got on there to sort of attract their eye? Have you got something catchy? Have you got a smart little graphic or
No.
Or what interesting hobbies have you written down on your CV?
I'm not sure, actually.
I hope you've written down young correspondent for Gregsy at Breakfast.
Yes, I do have media and music in
the home. Brilliant.
I see. He's very employable, is Lewis. Give him a job. And see, when you make your first million, don't forget about me and Yaz.
Well, I'll never forget about you two.
Just remember, check the small print in your contract. We own you for the rest of your life. So yesterday, what did you do then? You had a walk around the place? How big is it?
Yeah, it's very big. I went down just after school yesterday, so I arrived down there about 4 o'clock, and to walk around the whole place, kind of walking fast, just kind of glancing at the stands, took probably about an hour and a half.
Right, wow.
What about freebies? Did you get any freebies?
Straight to the question, yes, I like it.
I got lots of freebies. That was the aim of yesterday.
Oh, right.
I went down on Tuesday to speak to folk, and I spoke to them, but no one seemed to give me freebies. So the teacher comes into class yesterday, and she's like, look at all the stuff I've got, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get freebies today.
Come on then, what have you got?
I came back with 4 cups from Centrica Energy.
4 cups, right, cups. He can have his own tea party now.
I came back with 2 handfuls of pens.
Right.
2 demonstrational CD things.
All right, well, they make good coasters.
Yeah, about 6 pen drives, 4 of which are 4 gigabyte pen drives.
Go away, really? 4 gig ones?
Yeah. I was quite surprised when I took one home and put it in the computer and I was like, 4 gig?
Wow. How many pictures can you get on that?
Quite a lot, but two of the 4 gig pen drives came from Aberdeen City Council.
Oh, really? Well, I bet they've still got all the secret documents still loaded on them, have they? Is that the ones that they keep leaving on trains and goodness knows what in the back of taxis?
No, it's just got a couple of Aberdeen brochures on the pen drives. I don't know how Aberdeen can have a brochure.
Right. So you've enjoyed yourself then?
I have. It's been really good. Really good.
Okay, so what do you expect to see today then? It's recruitment day, you're telling us. John Mellis is there, of course, from 10 o'clock. But hey, who needs Mellis when you've got our young correspondent, Lewis, on the phone today? What are you expecting from today?
Well, I'm expecting to be able to hand in my CVs to a lot of places, hopefully get a few replies from some of them. Also get much more freebies because my dad was saying that today we'll just be giving the freebies away. Willing to give it away.
Do you know, it was a really quiet conference until we did this bit, and it's going to be mobbed today, you know. It was dead quiet. Nobody was going, were they, Lewis? It was dead quiet yesterday. There was nobody there. Tell that to the people stuck at Exhibition Centre round about just now, eh?
The North Sound booths were deserted yesterday, though.
That's because they were all working. Well, so they say. I think they were in the pub. Right, well, we better dash, Lewis, but been great talking to you. Good luck with the CVs today, and remember, bring the freebies round.
Cheers, Maggie, will do.
And take that pen drive, because you never know whose secret details are on that, eh?
Not at all.
All right, Lewis, have a great day today.
See you later, Gregory.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
That's it for another week. The Best of North Sound 1 is on Sundays from 12 and also online in the podcast at northsound1.com/listen-again. Catch Grant Sunday from 12.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listen-again.